Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey, dude.
The 90s called.
With Christine Taylor and David Lasher.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Hey, Dude, the 90s called podcast. I am David Lasher.
Hi, David Lasher. I'm Christine Taylor, your co-host. Hi. It's good to see you. I'm very excited about our guest today. Because I met her through you in the 90s.
I was going to say you guys must have met.
I don't know if we met each other in the 90s, but I knew of Dylan Lauren, of Dylan's Candy Bar, through you because you guys were each other's prom dates or you were each other's boyfriend, girlfriend in high school before I met you.
No,
I want to get to the bottom of it. Save it.
I'll save it. But the two of you are two of my dearest, like longest friendships of my life. And having you on both together, I knew you guys must have met, but let's not waste time. Let's welcome in one of my best friends in the world, Dylan Lauren.
Hi.
Hey.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Are you kidding? I'm so excited. I've been listening to all the episodes and enjoying like this whole 90s retro thing. And with you both, it's funny. It's fun too.
Right. Dylan, do you remember when I was pitching you this idea and we were walking around the city and you showed me this book all about the 90s? And Christine kept giving me ideas about everything 90s. This is before we even started, but...
Seriously?
Yeah. It was just so... first of all, it's a very cool idea. You know, a lot of like what I, you know, I think about is the 80s maybe, and the 90s kind of got skipped over, and then it was like the, you know, Y2K, millennial, and all this other stuff. But the 90s, like, is such a cool era that, like, I don't know, it just got skipped. So I'm really happy, you know, you guys are doing this. And when David was talking about intro songs, you know, he was bringing up, you know,
people. Right.
Right. From this generation, like, you know, the, you know, Jax and some other people. But I was like, wait a second, what about the grunge era and like these songs?
Right, Christine, we were gonna try and get Nirvana as our intro song.
It landed on something a little different from that.
Not in the budget, but it was a good idea.
If David hums that, it literally sounds just like it. Maybe you can use that.
Exactly. David and I should just hum it. I wonder if we'll have to, if we're off key enough, that if we won't have to pay any rights for it.
Christine, have you ever had a friend that is like your biggest supporter and just always positive and just rooting for you and you know only wants the best for you? That's how like Dylan and I are. It's crazy.
Well, I have a friend like that whose name is Lori, who you remind me of. She's just so positive and so, like, there's never been a moment in my life where she hasn't, if I have good news, let's put it that way. If I have good news, she's the first person I want to go to because she will gush and explode with joy in a way that, and she's also the person that with bad news can sort of like brighten my day. So, and you remind me of her too. So yes, I love this friendship. And I said to David at the beginning, right before you came on, I remember you and I've met, I know, at some point, but I don't think we met as teenagers, but I felt like I knew you because David would talk about you all the time. And I'm going to go ahead and say, I think I was jealous because David and I were like, we had our crushes on each other. We were starting our little romance. And I remember thinking like, who is this Dylan Lauren that I need to worry about? Like the girl at home, the one.
That's so funny. Well, you and David, I heard about the a lot of things. I don't know what I'm allowed to reveal, but I think.
Oh, we've talked about everything. So Dylan was there for me through all of it.
Christine, I mean, I feel like I know you too in the same way. And, I was like that person. I think David would, console, or I would have to console him if there was like some hard times after the breakup, or give advice that, I didn't even know what I was doing. But, it's hard to see like a friend of yours suffer, but I didn't know you, and I didn't like have really much I could say. So I don't know if I was supposed to like you or defend you or not.
We're all good now.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love it. That's so funny to think of it in that context, that I was like the one.
Christine, it was one summer, right? After the first short season of Hey Dude, we all went home and we didn't see each other. And I was like heartbroken. And I think, I spent time with Dylan. We were in the Hamptons or wherever. And I confided in her quite a bit.
It was, I look back on that period, and I know David, you and I have talked about, for us, because we were so young and it was so long ago, I feel like we look at that period of time of like, It was epic. It was all of this ups and downs. And it was really like a few months of like we were so infatuated. And then it was sort of like breaking up. And then are we figuring it out? Are we going to try to get back together? And then you went to LA, and then we tried to get back together in LA. And it was, but it was really not that long a period of time over our lives in the context of today. But I love it. I love that you had Dylan at that time. And let me clear this up too. Were you guys each other's prom dates? Were you like besties in high school? Tell me the story. So, tell me the origin story.
David came to my prom. He's my prom date. And he wore this great red bow tie. And I don't think I knew you were wearing a red bow tie, but I was wearing a red
gown. No, I had instructions, I think, from your dad to match your dress. Did you wear, you must have worn a red dress, right?
Yes. And there you go. I didn't know that. So I have pictures that I still have. I'm not going to show them, but I still have my baby fat.
You're going to have to show those to me at some point. I'm going to need to see those for sure.
David and I have I was trying to add the math, like how long we've known each other, but I was like 12 going on 13 when I first went to this tennis camp with David called Welby Van Horn. Obviously I didn't know him, but looking back now, like I thought I was like old then. He was 15, and 13 to 15, it's like, whoa, there's the 15-year-olds, the 14, and like now, it's like when you have friends in their 30s and 40s and 50s, they're all like, like the same age, right? But back then it was like, you know, I was like kind of like just, I don't know, sixth grade, seventh grade. And we met and we've like been friends to this day through like, you know, your relationships. Oh God. And the fact that you guys are like great now and doing a show together, which is awesome. And, you know, through family, good times and some losses, you know, there's been so much, but like, I think I'm just, it's kind of interesting how life works. Like we're all together on this show and, you know, we all have probably mutual friends. Someone knows someone who knows someone. And it's like your circle gets smaller, but like you don't lose the people who are important to you. And so you guys are, you know, doing this show, which I love that it kind of brings everyone back together. So,
so true.
I mean, so well said.
Our friendship never had a lapse. You know what I mean? Since we're, you know, she was 13, I was 15. We were at camp together. It never had a lapse. And when I was running around the city, Christine, on auditions, Dylan's apartment was like my home in the city. Like yeah, I would be running around. And I always would end up at her apartment. We'd go to Jackson Hole for burgers. Her apartment in the city was my second home.
Yeah, totally. I mean, David was like in Scarsdale, which, you know, was like sort of, you know, in the time, like it was like 45 minutes away. And it was like very, like, I think, nice and innocent. Like you were like kind of just starting your acting career, I think, with your headshots. Headshots. Yeah, I don't know if people still use them, but he was like had a stack of them going around to these auditions. And I feel like I witnessed like the evolution of like someone who went from leaving, you know, his home and his sort of family to go to California and live with people in sort of this real kind of scary world, but still being like sweet at heart. And, you know, I think like it's nice to like have been the friend before all that to like just make sure like, you know, my friends and family could, you know, especially my family could be a place where David, you know, could come back to if he's not in LA. Or, you know, and Scarsdale too, which, you know, I think you like New York better, though. Yeah, but it's very cool to see the evolution. Then when you guys were filming in Arizona, I mean, it's like, I was listening to one of your podcasts you did with Maim about going to college, not going to college. And, you know, it's just like an interesting course that, you know, you guys chose to take. And I think you're ahead of your time. Like now it's like accepted and great and you're lucky. But like what, you know, I think David, just knowing him, unfortunately, I didn't know you, Christine, but just seeing him like as like a, you know, a teenager going off to like the big Hollywood. And it's like kind of like you almost like you empathize or worry about your friend and how they're going to, you know, be. And so I'm glad we could provide a home.
You're home to David. That's what, like, that's so beautiful to me. That's that friendship. That is what it is. The home base, having the home base, literally and figuratively, that you guys would always reconnect in that way. And like you said, David, like there's never, those kinds of friendships are the best friendships where even if you don't see each other for years and years, you can, it's almost like a comma. The minute you see them, it's like, no time has passed. You pick up exactly where you left off.
I love that.
Like a comma in the our timelines, right? Yeah. So, that's so beautiful.
But also, I'll throw it back to Dylan. Like, you know, she, in her room, she had these like gumball candy art. She was always into candy and always, so like when I saw what she's built, and we're going to go back, Dylan, we're going to start at the beginning. But when I saw what she built, it was amazing to me to see like, oh my God, this my friend who had a passion, not only for candy and sweet things and making people happy. That's what she's passionate about, but also in business. And then she goes and creates this incredible brand. And I'll tell you this, if she thinks, you know, I didn't change. She has not changed. Success has not changed Dylan one single bit. I mean, she's still the exact same girl I knew when she was 13.
Thank you.
So yeah. Let's go back to just, we have to talk about, you know, growing up with Ralph Lauren as your father. And I'm going to give my quick impression because I spent a lot of time with you guys in whether Montauk or Colorado, but that you guys had a very traditional, normal family, for what other people might think. You know, your brother shared a bedroom. Yeah. Dylan and I would want to go out to lunch, and her father would say, no, there's good food in the house. Like, like an old school, you know, New Yorker. And you know, you bought that CD in the city, you're not getting it again here.
Yeah.
And just like the values, they were very, so down to earth. And that must have been hard. And what a, like, tell us what it was like really quickly growing up in such a prominent family.
You know, it's funny, like I never really think about it unless, like, you know, I'm sort of asked the question, because to me, as you know, like my dad's like, you know, he's a great father and sort of, you know, from like a normal guy, you know, wearing jeans or sweatpants probably when you see him, you know, and he's very down to earth. And, you know, I think you can, like, we were like grilling on the beach, like he likes his hot dogs, you know, and the hamburger. Not like all fancy. So I think, you know, and he also is very close to, he has two brothers and a sister he's very close to. So family values are important. So I think, you know, he was to me just like, and he still is. I mean, I just came from Fashion Week and the show, like, you know, he's still like, are you coming to Rosh Hashanah dinner? You know, like,
during Fashion Week,
you know, but like, are you going to be with us this weekend? Like, I think, you know, like, I think whereas like some, I guess, families with, you know, celebrity in them or parents who are in the fashion scene, especially going out all the time, they were, you know, David witnesses like on weekends, you know, we're watching The Love Boat or some show, you know, together and not going like the hot party like that, you know, like kind of just more, you know, private. So it's, I think that helps. And David, knowing you with like your family and your sister and two other sisters that came into your family, like I think like you gravitate towards people who have those values. So yep. I'm glad you've seen that. And, you know, I've been able to see that with you and your sister. So
because you've created such a great brand, when you were a kid, watching your dad and what he created, this sort of empire, did that have an influence on you? Do you think, like, going back, looking back, do you think that had an influence on what you've created?
I definitely think so. I think, you know, having just come off the show, one, just seeing the colors that were on the runway are so bright. I wanted to eat the fabric. Like, it was so, like, delicious. And I think being in a family, like, my grandfather was a painter and my, you know, my dad's a designer and everyone's in the arts. Like, I think the influence and the conversations, my brother's in film, like, it's always about something creative and artistic. So that in itself is how I see candy. And then the, you know, I see candy as beautiful and the packaging and the colors. It's not just how it tastes and, you know, the fun of it, but I collect candy just to look at it and make art out of it. So that's one thing. But then also just watching my dad and, you know, having conversations about business, you know, I admired, like, you know, he is very stuck to his gut and his vision of what he wanted to do. And I was very much like all about candy. Like, I know, but in a way, like, he understood as creating something out of a tie into a lifestyle brand. Like, I see candy as, like, you know, Disneyland. I see characters out of candy. I like love, like, you know, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And he was like, he's like, go with what you're doing, you know, create like the world's largest candy store because you love the product, you love making things out of it, like, you're gonna be good at this, like, this is, you know, it wasn't like it, you know, like, he got it right away.
What amazing support.
Yeah. Amazing. And because we all, as kids, and maybe, you know, some kids didn't love candy. I don't know many kids who didn't love candy. I remember those days. I grew up in the suburbs of Pennsylvania. I remember those days when my brother and I were little and we could walk to the store and we'd get our allowance and we'd go and we'd be able to, like, sort of say, okay, I'm going to get two bazookas and I'm going to get the,
bazooka.
You know, yeah, the little bazooka.
Where with you can the buy joke them and the joke.
Totally. Yeah. And the more you got, it was more about, like, how much bang am I going to get for my buck, right? Like, I want to come home with a little bag of it. And in our day growing up, that was just like the little convenience store. There wasn't a place like your beautiful world of Dylan's Candy Bar, where you could walk in and just see it all. You sort of had to invent it yourself with the things that you loved or what was, quote, eye candy to you, right? Like to me on a shelf, I'm so attracted to colors. I think that's also why I was such a preppy kid growing up in the 80s and the 90s. And I would get all of the Ralph Lauren polo shirts in the different colors, a little oversized, and wear them with my shorts with the collar up. And I love having all the colors.
Yeah. And I got to say, like, I'm sure subconsciously, you know, like seeing swatches of all those polo shirts or the, you know, advertisements, I literally think of them as gumballs and candy and my, you know, and I wanted to eat the clothing, but just same with you. And I grew up in Allentown. I know David knows the Billy Joel shirt. Yes, that's like homage to you. Yeah. You know, I was always feeling a little grossed out by the local candy stores, especially when they start opening those bulk candy stores. And it's right. Mm-hmm. And I felt like the movie, and you know, I know you guys are both in film, but the movie that really drove me was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, right?
It was magic. Yeah, I mean,
all of us. It affected all of us, that movie and the book.
Yeah. And just the like, why doesn't this exist in the real world? And, you know, watching movies, I mean, I would say my dad and a lot of his inspiration came from old movies like Cary Grant movies and, you know, Rita Hayworth and like those movies. But we would then watch the newer movies were in color and, you know, those Technicolor and the Wizard of Oz and the Alice in Wonderland of the world. Like that is a lot of what my sort of storyboard looked like going into Dylan's Candy Bar, like wanting to create this like really colorful, like museum of candy.
So Dylan's Candy Bar is your inspiration was to kind of create a Wonka destination type place for kids and families to come experience that.
Minus the gross-looking chocolate river, which never looked appealing.
And the Oompa Loompas. Yeah, why don't you have... You should have Oompa Loompas running around.
But can we agree on that? For all of those Willy Wonka lovers out there, in the movie, when you see that chocolate river, it kind of looked a little, like, pinkish, and it didn't look thick enough for me when I look at it. I'm sure it was not easy to make, and I should not be criticizing, like,
but
one
of the
best
But it's churning the chocolate. I know.
But it just didn't look appealing. And when Augustus Gloop bends over to go, you know, to drink it, it was like, it doesn't look that great. Right. The rest is perfect. And that's exactly what you made.
Well, no, that's funny. I mean, I think the inspiration for me is sort of a compilation of that. It's fashion, art, and pop culture with candy, and to sort of bring out the inner child in the adult, actually. So I was trying to go for, you know, a bit of the things from Willy Wonka, which I saw about 50 times just for fun, and then 50 more for inspiration. So I know what you're talking about, which is very, very well. But then also just like museums, because I was an art history major, like, you know, I wanted to show off candy and its beauty with, like, you know, against white walls with giant lollipop trees that look like a Jehuli glass sculpture, you know, shopping under a giant oversized pop culture candy cane or tackle box. Like, I really didn't want it just to be for kids. I wanted to be sort of have an edge for adults. So it's for the kid and everyone, and sort of, you know, inspiring like the creative side of people. So that was really been my mission.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When I'm in your store, and we're there quite a bit, the one in LA and the one all over the world, even at airports, my kids are like, ah, there's Dylan's. So like, FaceTime her, show her that we're in the store. But the adults, the parents are having as much fun as the kids.
So yeah.
That's, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, and it's definitely, I mean, it's like, I know people, so you got any, maybe you probably like your red, what is it, your red Swedish fish? What's your favorite?
I'm Christine, does Christine have boxes in your store?
I have a, I think I do. I think I think it's a marshmallow jelly bean, I think. Ooh. I think I wanted to go out of the box on it. I didn't want to go
You signed one of the mini bins, right?
Yes.
A celebrity wall.
I think that was my biggest claim to fame for my kids. they would go into your store and they'd bring all their friends and be like, look, this is my dad.
Yeah.
The Swedish fish.
No, it's funny, like a lot of the people and kind of like that celebrity showcase to me sort of shows, not really the celebrities, but it's like, you know, presidents have been in the store, but they love candy, and actors love candy, and, you know, Olympic athletes love candy, and they're in their 30s and 40s. They're not just kids. So I think it's somewhat cultural. And one of our most popular sections, which I was also talking to David about as he was discussing your show, is the nostalgia section.
I was just going to say that. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's one of the best. That is the best.
And well, that section is really like a trip down memory lane, which you were previously talking about, your bazooka, which, by the way, that, like, I could eat like 60 of those. I sent away comics to Bazooka Joe. I actually got like playing cards from Bazooka Joe back.
They lose flavor very quickly. So you have to keep eating them.
You keep chewing it. That's the thing. You
not eat like 10 at a time. They don't.
Right, exactly.
But that section is like American pop culture to me. And we just launched the Reggie bar again, the Reggie Jackson bar.
Wait, they still make that?
No, they didn't. He randomly had contacted us to make it. We don't make some of these major things, but we launched it. And we were like the first place to bring it back. I mean, it was like throughout the years, he's like, I got to bring this bar back. And I guess
wasn't he on Howard Stern talking about it? Like in an interview fairly recently?
The Reggie bar.
Yeah, but Ben remembered it and was like remembered the Reggie bar.
Yeah, so that's like a really popular. But we even like we have a new product I was telling David about. It's like this giant tackle box called the Nostalgia Tackle Box and the Millennial Tackle Box. And like the history of these candies, like the Abba Zabbas and the Bazookas and the Sour Patch Kids, like when you see the products go from red, white, and blue to neon. You know, it's all about sour. And it's kind of like pop culture. Like all the candies in the 90s, like are in this tackle box, are primarily sour and like really just strange, like toxic waste, you know, like interesting airhead nerds, like just fun names. Like, so it made me think of your show and like 90s, not just in terms of like everything. I look at things through candy.
Right. And those were, so you're saying that the 90s era of candy was when all of those like came about? Like the
probably 80s. I think 80s and 90s. 80s?
I don't
know. End of 80s. I mean, I have a list. One of my coworkers was so excited to talk about all of this and tell me. But it's like the end of the 80s to the 90s was really like an era of like all this sour and really like kind of just tart, like sweet tarts, like things that like Wonka, actually the Nestle brand, like they had launched a lot of things during that time that they didn't launch when the movie came out, but they were all like, you know, different versions of Pop Rocks and bubble tape.
Oh my God, Pop Rocks. Can we talk about that? Do you remember we all thought the kid from the Life cereal commercial died drinking Coca-Cola and eating Pop Rocks?
Yes. Yeah, urban legend, right? And it was an urban legend.
I love those.
But so all those candies and the colors, but it also in this time of your show, and like I love how what your logo or your, you know, the lockup looks like with you guys and the neon in the 90s. Like it's, you know, looking at graphic design from that period, it stands out, you know, it's like a specific thing. And the fact that it went from neon to grunge, it's like two sort of dichotomies.
Right. You know. Polar opposites. No, the neon, I mean, none of us are, you know, certainly it was captured forever on Hey Dude for me. David didn't have to wear as much neon as I did, but I would be hard pressed to find anyone in our age group who doesn't have photos of themselves in neon in the 90s. Like it was absurd. I know it was the 80s too. It was sort of a spillover from the 80s as well, but man.
Yeah. And hopefully, I mean, I'm a big fan of the neon thing. We just did a thing called Neon Summer. Like, we want to bring it back.
Dylan's always ahead of the curve. So, yeah. 90s neon is coming back if Dylan's doing it. I'm calling it now.
So. The grunge era, some people still, I mean, I think that's lasted though, like in terms of like the Brooklyn hip, downtown cool. You know, I don't know where it is in California, but there's
hipster.
There's
still, we call it hipster.
Yes. Yes.
Right. Hipsters, right.
But yeah. But by the way, I don't know, your co-actress Kelly, by the way, just meant to say, I was looking for her this summer. She's in Montauk, where I go a lot, and has a clothing store, and I've grown up with her family. They owned the great toy store in town.
This is Kelly Brown, who played Brad on Hey Dude. Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah. I was thinking of her as we're talking about clothing, because she has a clothing store called Kelly B. That's like her, or, you know, so anyway, it was just funny. I was like, wait a second, these worlds come full circle. Like, how did that happen? Like, you know, someone knows everyone who knows someone. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. Kelly's lived out in Montauk forever, and she's doing amazing. And I used to, I think I, when I would, when I'd be hanging with you, we'd run over there and visit her.
Yeah.
I just got a text from her as I was coming back from summer vacation, and she said she was with our writer, Lisa Melamed, who Lisa had gone to Montauk, and they were spending some time together. And then I saw Lisa, and I said, I can't believe it. I've never been to Montauk. And Kelly was like, please come. And then Lisa, our writer, said that Kelly is like, because that was her, you know, she's lived there all of her life.
Right. Yeah.
She is so, knows everybody. And
she does.
Everyone. And the shop is so cute. I always look at it on Instagram. And I, so we're going to make, we're going to try to make a plan. Kelly's coming in for some shows to the city, but I got to get to Montauk.
You have to. Definitely. Are you living in New York now, or where do you are?
In New York. Yes. Yes.
Oh, but
we moved back east about 13 years ago. So, yeah.
Do you like it better than LA?
You know, as an East Coast girl growing up, I do love being here, but LA is my home away from home. I love LA, but I really missed the seasons. I love spring and fall here. But every time I go to LA, I'm like, that was my 90s. LA was my 90s. I was in my 20s and 30s for those 2 decades. So I love both. I love both.
Dylan, you enjoy LA. I mean, she comes out here and we are immediately going on a hike. She's getting her favorite coffees and
Yes, very particular. I really love California, and I always like David's like my first person I call. I like don't you know like I it's like I always wanted to live there, partially because like it's you feel like you'd be in nature all day, and you know you have like you know like your life. I mean, I know there's a lot of car time, but I think you guys are Christine, you're lucky to have both, and David like being there, like you have the Runyon Canyons that we've hiked on, and but it's so nice. But when I was looking to open a store in LA, David was very helpful, and it's just so funny. Everyone's like, how far is this from this? Like, 20 minutes. Everything's 20 minutes from something
else. 20 minutes, even if it's like one mile, right?
But I had very strong opinions. Christine, she wanted to open. She was asking about Third Street Promenade, maybe Beverly Hills. And I kept saying, there's this place, The Grove.
I was going to say,
destination.
Right?
Like, people go there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope that I know it's always packed. I sent you a picture the other day. There was a line out the door.
No, I am very happy you suggested that. I am very happy there. I love it. And I have to get out there and see you. And we opened in Hawaii, actually. I think, Christine, I might have bumped into you in Hawaii or something. Randomly.
I was going to say, I do feel like it was in a strange place of like, we're both New Yorkers, but we ran into each other. Yeah. I felt like it was in a weird place at some point.
I was with my cousin's wife, who you guys know, who did a show with you. So it might have been like she knew you or someone knew you. I don't know. I don't know why I'm thinking that. But anyway, so Hawaii.
Elizabeth,
I have to get,
right.
Yeah,
Elizabeth Berkley, right. One of our other dear friends who we all talk about and love on the show.
Who's married to Dylan's cousin, Greg, who's an amazing fashion designer, artist as well.
Artist.
Yeah, he's awesome. I'm a big fan. So, and he's also very down to earth, and she is too, and they're super fun. So I have to get out there and see y'all. I gotta go.
Really is a 6 degrees of separation for all of us in that way, even going back to our childhood, you know,
from
all different parts.
Going back to Allentown, I think we were looking at a warehouse for candy in that area.
That's the blue collar manufacturing center of that's where you make the candy.
Wait, so Dylan, you opened the flagship store on the Upper East Side, and that was that 2000 or 2001? Because I remember
2001. Yes. Okay. Right after September 11th happened, in October. So it's just every time this go, it's always so weird to think because we are. So our 22nd birthday of the company is October 13th. So it's crazy. It's 22 years.
That's amazing, though. You opened a candy store and brought some sweetness and happiness and smiles to New York. In that time, it's so symbolic to me.
It was always our destination coming from LA. And Ella was born in 2002. And it was literally like every time we'd come to New York to visit Ben's parents or for work or whatever, we would hit that neighborhood and do Serendipity and Dylan's Candy Bar. Those were the two destinations. If we did nothing else with our kids during that period of time, that was it.
I'm flattered to hear that. Yeah, no, we know our stores in Hudson Yards, one of our stores in New York, and we have, I don't know if you ever go out to the East Hampton. That's like a mini version, but I am looking in New York for another flagship. If you check out any areas you like, let me know.
Oh, good.
I don't know how old your kids are, but hopefully they'll still want to go as a destination.
Are you kidding? Like you said, you did it right because it was a place we all love to go. I mean, it was going to the nostalgia section. It was finding that thing that you loved, and you could find anything that you remember. I mean, it really, it was for the whole family. It wasn't just like, what a chore we have to drag the kids to the game. I would come home with our producer Lorraine, who's on here. She said the amount of money I have spent at Dylan's stores over the years, because it's her kids' favorite place too.
I always fill up my own bag when we go to New York in June, and my kids and all of the cousins, we'd all go.
Yes.
We'd go to Serafina, which is right near there, and we'd all go to Dylan's store. And I swear, the parents had bigger bags than the kids.
Yeah. No, it's very true. It's a funny excuse. I just saw a text here about
this. Tons of
Lorraine just said worth every penny.
No, thank you. But no, it's fun. It's like it's like a little bit of happiness. And I think when I knew David, I mean, there were points where David like did some smoked some cigarettes. I think there was like a phase when people smoked cigarettes, and like I was always chewing gum, and I think, you know, like it was my vice, and I think Dave's now chewing gum. And, you know, it's like everyone
you'd always yell vice. you hated it.
No, but there's, you know, it's like people have their thing, and mine is candy. Like I have to have it. I end up getting on a plane, it's like a stash of gummy bears, you know, and then like a, you know, it's some gumballs on the way, and then the dentist doesn't, well, he actually likes me a lot because I
yeah, you keep him in business.
I want to direct this in a few just quick places before we have to let you go. You know, when you talk about like the candy, the boxes of celebrities, even presidents that were in there. I mean, that's like a big, Dylan's a marketing, she's brilliant at marketing and having nostalgia section, all that stuff. But what advice would you have to young entrepreneurs, especially young girls who have ideas but feel like they might not be attainable? Like what advice would you have for young entrepreneurs?
Well, I think definitely keep your, you know, the friends you have close that you trust and value their opinion, I think, and your family members, because those are the people who know you and really get it. There's a lot of like business people out there who want to like, you know, kind of take your idea and twist it, and then all of a sudden you're not following your gut. So I'd say follow your the next one, and surround yourself with people who have the expertise and talents you may not. Like for me, I'm very into the arts and creative, and I love candy, but you know, do a spreadsheet and, you know, set up some, you know, websites with all these things we're doing. I definitely had to bring in a good team of people who I actually really like to work with, which is another thing. I think when you're starting your business, you know, or you're growing, make sure you actually like the people you work with.
Right, that's a good advice.
Your other, you know, home away from home too. You know, like a TV show where you like have a cast you like to be with.
It's always, everything's always better when the people working together enjoy and actually like each other.
Yeah. I definitely think just do it. You know, I know it's the Nike slogan.
Just do it, right?
Just do it. And I'm very happy. There is work involved, obviously, but I'm so passionate about candy. I mean, after this call, I'm definitely going to have something chewy. I don't know what, because so it's raining. I'll be looking at it, you know, in many different ways, and, you know, how I'm going to package it. But it's what I love to do. And I think if you love what you're doing, if time goes by and you become better at it than trying to do something you're not. Yeah. So yeah, that's some of my thoughts.
That's great advice.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
What do you have? Like you said, after this, you're going to have some candy. So what is your stock? I need to know, because I've got my sort of stock of stuff that I keep
me
in
too.
A cabinet. Yeah. We all have a stash that I've got, and the kids, like everybody's got their favorite, but I always have a sort of candy shelf.
Yeah.
So what is in yours?
Well, my stash changes depending on what we're sampling sometimes. Like, we're already designing for Valentine's Day and Christmas of next year. So
Valentine's Day. Am I in your photo ads for that?
Yes, you are. David was good. He's going to, you'll see him appearing in somebody's, we're really.
I'll tell you real quick.
A little modeling on the side, David. Modeling.
Dylan, you want to tell them?
Tell us.
No, you.
I stopped by to say hello to her at her apartment. I was in New York. So I just ran by, and then sure enough, she's having a photo shoot. She's like, can you play the husband in a Valentine's ad?
I think I told David that we're shooting Valentine's Day, and he was coming by, and I had a girl who's in the ad, she's receiving this giant tackle box of sparkling sweet candies. They're all foil wrapped in colorful. It's like one of our most exciting, elegant, colorful products. I was super excited about it. And David, I was like, great, I need a guy. I'll throw him in. Like, it makes sense. So David, being both David, be a little sidetracked. And I think you were worried about your son getting into college. Some call came through as he's sitting down to take like this picture. He just gets up in the middle of nowhere. Like literally, like
we're in a photo shoot, like a professional photo shoot, photographer, lights. But I had to take a call.
He just gets up.
I love it. I love that you also said just David being David. And for those of us who do know David, that's all you need to say. Just the lights go out and he's in another world for a moment in time. You know what world you're in, but the other people around you don't quite know.
But I came back and I'm sure we got good photos for you. I hope so.
It was one of the funniest moments I've ever witnessed, where someone, I've never seen that happen. I mean, because of David, it wasn't like some random person we had hired to be in the shoot. But what's so funny is it was supposed to be this like romantic scene where he's giving this girl a gift. So he gets up and the pictures I have are of the girl in shock. Like she's like, literally, we're taking pictures and he's walking away. And it's exactly what I didn't want. But when he came back, it was great.
Oh my God. The funniest outtakes of what a Valentine's Day shouldn't be.
Exactly.
Right? Valentine's Day gone wrong. The beautiful tackle box. Totally. And the guy leaving.
I'm not a model. I'm sorry.
It was for Casey. It's your kid, you
it
do
was.
Go
I think it was
world,
his
right?
college counselor calling or something.
Yeah.
So I came off of the summer dying to find those giant marshmallows, because we don't have those like our supermarket, the ones that are like four times the size of a real marshmallow. Labor Day weekend. I finally found them, and I have just bags of marshmallows hidden away, marshmallow fluff. So Ooh. That's kind of like my snack. And then I love I just love gum. So Double Bubble's been my gum of choice recently. It helps me concentrate. And a little M&M that I took from the kids, kind of, you know, they have a stash that they shouldn't have got too much of. And I kind of made it mine. So
old school M&Ms. Wow.
Just plain. Or do you go peanut? Do you go peanut butter?
I'm all about the original. I like when they're a little warm, so I microwave them for like 5 seconds.
Whoa, hold on. Yes. This is a life hack from the master. Microwave M&Ms for 5 seconds?
Or you sit on them, or you could sit on, I used to sit on my bazooka to like get it softer so you could chew it.
Because it was so hard. Yeah. Yes. Oh my God.
Who knows what the shelf life is for those? But yes, sitting on it. Yes. On a plane, you'll take out something that after you've been on a flight. And it's but I would be the one who's like with the M&Ms. I don't know. I don't know if that little bit, how far is too far with the melting? Yeah,
I'm more 5 seconds.
Yeah. So yeah, luckily that's right. I had to like definitely have to get rid of the stash and start over. I mean, when we go into seasons, like fortunately or unfortunately, all the samples come to me and I don't need like gallons of candy, but like I end up being the person who has them trying to give it away. And it's like, people just like, they now expect.
Well, I'm raising my hand. I'm throwing my name in the box.
Christine, okay. Jill and I had dinner with Dylan and her husband, Paul, at JG Melon's a few weeks ago. And she brought the biggest bag of, it wasn't Swedish fish though. What was it?
It was a lot of things.
Ate it all, but it was like sweet. It tasted like Swedish fish. Swedish feet, maybe?
No, it was, yes. There were Canadian red feet that I'm trying to get.
Yes. That's oh my God, they were good.
And I thought you would like it because it's like similar to Swedish fish. It's some of these products, it's hard to import them. There's some rules or whatever. So if I can get it, I'll like go for the big batch. But I also brought a bag of sort of candies I was sampling, and your sister's boyfriend was like he basically took it all. And I was gonna give that. But he really liked them, so it was really funny. But
that was your focus group. It was like your focus group.
And we're happy. We're happy to do it.
I don't know if David remembers that I was with some friends at the time with you, and you were with Jill and some other people in Aspen, and I mistakenly gave everyone sugar-free jelly beans.
We still talk about it and the gas issue. Oh my goodness!
No, stop! Oh my! Stop it! No.
Plus sugar-free gummy, not good.
100 people farting for like 24 hours.
Oh, no.
Sorry, not to be crude.
I think the table of people were like, they didn't know why they all felt sick. And I was like, oh, no, you really have to be careful with some sugar-free. So
you can't overdo it with that, right?
And the altitude, something about the altitude in Colorado. Yeah. Christine, what's your favorite candy real quick?
Oh, man.
What do you have in your stash?
Well, first of all, I'm a gumball fanatic and I like the big gumballs. Like I love the big,
aren't you with your teeth?
I know, but it does. They're not hard. They're not like, again, I don't, they're not like,
you
stale.
Sit on them.
But I will chew. Like you said, you'll chew gum to concentrate. I will, if I feel like I am I have a sweet tooth, but I don't want to eat. And I really have a sweet tooth. Like everyone in my family knows this. For my birthday, I just wanted an assortment of cakes. I want sweets. I love, you know, so the gumballs to me somehow just feel like, hey, I will chew it, get rid of it and have a bunch. It's like, you're kind of going in, but I do like the bigger size, like the Rainblow pack that would, I like them. I think because they are also pretty to me too. I love a good peanut M&M. I do love a peanut M&M. I love Hershey Kisses with almonds. Is that an out of the box crazy thing to say?
No, and peanut M&Ms in the movie is my favorite.
Right?
At the movie
theater.
You also
feel like you're getting a little protein in there, so they're good for you too, right?
Oh, yeah. The little peanut.
Yeah. But those gumballs, I would like turn the machines until I got the red one. I don't know what if you had a favorite.
Always. I always want the red. Yeah. I don't like the green and blue. I love the way they look, but I don't want to, I don't love the green and blue.
Yeah.
I like to mix like red with an orange and a white. Ooh. And I'll play. I mean, yay. I am like you in I got my son a gumball machine. You know, like they're not. It was just a novelty gift.
Yeah.
With a little coin purse with because I actually set it up so that you have to put the coins in.
Do you sneak in there with quarters and take gumballs?
I know where his little coins
are. Oh, my God. You bought that for yourself.
I did buy it for myself. 100%. It just looks better in his room.
Yeah, hilarious. It is we'll have to talk offline about gumball machines because, you know, I think they're like aesthetically beautiful. And, you know, I think adults like them, but they're scared now to chew gum, you know, whatever.
I know.
Can we talk about how great red licorice has become?
Ah,
these Australian and New Zealand.
Ooh, I love it all. I love it all.
I keep that above in my little secret stash and I eat every night.
Yes. I love those swirl ones that you can kind of unroll. Like the licorice wheels. No. I love the Australian too, but aren't there licorice? I know Dylan's going to know. She's like nodding absolutely.
Yeah, tell us your thoughts on licorice and the evolution.
I love licorice. It's one of my favorites. I think my only upset was like Twizzler's original mix. They had a formula I used to eat in the movie theaters. It changed a little bit, but I don't know.
I still have a stash of Twizzlers. I will always,
it.
Yeah. And can we also settle this once and for all?
Yeah.
Twizzlers and Red Vines.
Yes.
People are like one or the other. They're a different breed. It's literally, I don't even put them in the same category.
Red Vines are West Coast, Twizzlers are East Coast. That's what that's my hypothesis.
Is that what it is?
There are so many.
I like both. I do like both, but you can't compare them.
Twizzlers, you know, way better.
It's funny, when I went to visit like David or my cousin in LA, I went to the Ralph's, you know, supermarket before I had my store. And because we couldn't, it wasn't before I had my store. It was when we had my store, I couldn't import some of these West Coast products like Red Vines. We now can. But I went home with a suitcase of nothing but Red Vines, like a big, big, and had to sell it. Like I couldn't understand why we couldn't get them. I like both. So I don't know.
But I like both, but I don't say, hey, Red Vines are better or worse. It's just a different candy. It's a different, it's like an apple or an orange.
I can say Twizzlers are better, in my opinion.
Ben agrees with you. Ben is a Twizzlers man through and through. Yes. You like the waxier. I also like jumbo Red Vines. If I'm going to go Red Vines, I got to go jumbo.
Me too.
Gotta go jumbo. I am serious about candy. Like we could
you are.
Three more hours of this interview and just talk about candy.
You're so,
We should do an episode from Dylan's store with a bunch of our guests. Dylan, I know your love of animals, like since we were kids. Dylan had rabbits all over the house, and her love of dogs, and she has she's incredibly philanthropic, but her passion is helping animals. And Dylan's Candy Barn is her charity, and just please, I think it's amazing work, and please tell us about what it is.
Yeah, I would say besides collecting candy, as David said, like my favorite animal are rabbits. And so the mascot of Dylan's Candy Bar is Chocolate the Bunny. Based on my childhood pet, Chocolate and Vanilla. Vanilla's the other mascot. They're my mascots also of Dylan's Candy Barn Animal Foundation. And right now we're actually, because it's the year of the rabbit, we're doing a huge thing on adopting rabbits. So we have on our website, you know, if you want to adopt, there's Rabbit Rescue Foundation that we help. And we help all different animal organizations. We support each month. We pick different partners. We just came off of our East Hampton store doing something with ARF and Wags and Walks, which I think is also in LA. I think it's important, you know, and I learned this from my dad, just having, you know, philanthropy as part of like your corporate ethics. And so a lot of our customer base, like, and our staff, everyone has a pet as part of your family. And I am worried about my rescue dog Jersey today as she's, you know, there's a thunderstorm here and I'm like, oh no, because she trembles a lot. But
tell Christine where she's from.
Jersey is from Puerto Rico at a place that was kind of nicknamed Dead Dog Beach. Unfortunately, there's, you know, some people in certain cultures, you know, may not believe in spaying and neutering. So you end up with all these animals that are running around. And,
on islands, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, my big thing that we do with the Dylan's Candy Bar locations, and we did it, we're going to do it again in LA soon and Hawaii, is like adoption events at our store, so that people who may not feel comfortable going to a shelter, you know, they like going to a candy store, but then they see this animal and then they will adopt them. And we've been very successful at like sort of reaching a different audience who, you know, falls in love with an animal. That, and there's so many animals that need homes that are in these shelters now. So that's my big, you know, big thing I'm learning as I'm doing this, is like, you know, after COVID, people weren't able to afford their pet or didn't have the time and they go back into the shelter. It's just, it's really sad. So we are trying to get the awareness out there.
And is there a website for Dylan's Candy Barn with an N?
Yeah, it's on our, and on the Dylan's Candy Bar website. You could find out more about the foundation. We are redoing our website in a few months. You'll see a whole new thing with like all the different things. But right now, Rabbit Rescue, if you want to Google that, that's like a big thing if people want pet bunnies. But, you know, also just there's so many shelters. Like, you know, if you just Google your local shelter, we've supported a lot in LA and New York and where we have stores, and also just after disasters in Ukraine or wherever. I mean, there's, you can imagine, like there's, people love their pets and animals need support. So it's a big thing.
It's amazing. Christine and Ben also are involved in so many things, but like Dylan, you follow your passions. You're the sweetest person I've ever met. I mean, no pun intended, but.
You are beautiful inside and out. The work you're doing at Dylan's Candy Barn, making life happier and more joyful and colorful. We need more Dylans. We need more of you in this world. Yeah. You are such a treat. And I hope we'll cross paths. And I want that tackle box. I'm putting that out there to the universe.
Christine, I love that you love candy. I'm going to have to have a conversation about a lot of these products.
Please, I can always be a focus group too.
When I come to New York, we'll all get together.
That'd be fun. Store. And you guys, I'm so flattered to be on your show. I'm super excited for you both. I mean, this is so much fun, and I like takes me back in time, and also makes me inspired to in my own work. So I was very, very excited to be on it. So thank you.
Love you so much, Dill. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Right. Bye.
Talk to you later. I mean.
I love her I so knew you much. Would. We did meet once or twice over the years, but I just love her so much. And I just loved how much she loves you and knows you. And that was so great. That was so great. I feel like a little girl again, getting to talk about, there's very few people where you can just talk about candy and that intensely. And we all get it.
When we were kids, she'd say, if you're ever sad, go to the supermarket and walk through the cereal aisle. I swear you'll feel better. And I was like, this makes no sense. And then I did it.
I love her.
Anyway, you two are very similar. You and Dylan are very similar people, not only in real life, but in my life. So anyway, this was a great one.
This was a great one. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And come back and join us.
Yeah, next week. A very good one.
A good one.
All right. Have a great week, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe and give us 5 stars.
And please follow us on Instagram at HeyDudeTheNineties Called. See you next time.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.